His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottomed boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round-bottomed boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. He said, "Miss Pepperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pepperidge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life." Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze. For all I can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. Snow, the flowers will be buzzing with the hum of bees. The birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees. When I marry Mr. Snow, then it's off to home we'll go. And both of us will look a little dreamy-eyed and drive into the cottage by the ocean side, where the salty breezes blow. Then he'll carry me across the threshold, and I'll be as meek as a lamb. Then he'll set me on my feet, and I'll say kind of sweet, "Well, Mr. Snow, here I am." Then I'll kiss him so he'll know that everything will be as right can be, a living in a cottage by the sea with me. For I love that Mr. Snow, that young seafaring, bold and daring, big be-whiskered, overbearing, tall.